Tradable brings up to 1B in private credit assets to Stellar FinTech platform. Tradable plans to bring up to $1 billion in private credit assets onto the Stellar network, according to a July 17, 2026 announcement shared by Cointelegraph. The move is one of the larger single commitments of real-world private credit to a public blockchain, and it lands in a market that has stayed almost entirely off-chain until recently. Private credit refers to loans made outside traditional banks, usually direct lending to mid-sized companies by funds and specialist managers. It has grown into a market of roughly $1.7 trillion, and its main drawback for investors has always been illiquidity. Positions are hard to price, hard to trade, and typically locked up for years. Putting these assets on a blockchain is meant to attack exactly that problem. The mechanics of moving loans on-chain tokenizing private credit means issuing a digital representation of a loan or a pool of loans on a blockchain, where ownership and transfers are recorded on a shared ledger rather than in a fund administrator's spreadsheet. The pitch is that a tokenized position can settle faster, trade in smaller increments, and stay visible to holders in close to real time. Stellar is the settlement layer Tradable has chosen for this. The network was built for payments and asset issuance rather than general smart contract activity, and it has been used for stablecoin transfers and cross-border settlement for years. Its low fees and fast finality make it a practical home for high-volume asset issuance, which is part of why tokenization projects have gravitated toward it. The $1 billion figure is a plan, not a settled total. The announcement describes an intended ceiling for assets Tradable expects to bring across, and the pace at which that fills depends on demand from allocators and on how the individual credit deals are structured. As of the announcement, the company has not published a public breakdown of which funds or loan types make up the pipeline. A market that Wall Street has been circling private credit has become one of the most active corners of tokenization interest. The appeal is straightforward. The assets pay yield, the underlying market is enormous, and the current infrastructure for trading them is slow and opaque. Several large financial institutions have moved tokenized cash and treasury products on chain over the past year, and credit is the natural next step up the risk curve. That context matters because it separates this from a speculative token launch. Tradable is describing existing credit assets moving onto a new settlement rail, not a new coin with an invented valuation. The value is anchored to real loans with real borrowers, which is the same logic behind the tokenized treasury funds that institutions have been building out. There are real limits to weigh. Tokenizing a loan does not change the credit risk of the borrower underneath it. A blockchain wrapper can make a position easier to move, but it cannot make an illiquid loan liquid if no buyers show up on the other side. Secondary trading depth for tokenized private credit is still thin, so the promise of easy exit remains partly theoretical until these markets mature. Stellar keeps winning tokenization mandates. Stellar's steady run of asset issuance deals reflects a deliberate positioning. Rather than competing for DeFi trading volume, the network has leaned into regulated issuance and payments, where predictable costs and simple asset primitives matter more than composability. A commitment of this size, if it fills out, would rank among the more substantial credit deployments the chain has attracted. For crypto users, the second-order effect is where this connects to everyday spending. Tokenized yield-bearing assets are increasingly the collateral behind stablecoins and the balances that back card products. As more real-world credit and treasuries move on-chain, the stablecoins people spend at the register sit on top of a deeper, more diverse pool of on-chain yield. That does not change how a card works today, but it changes what backs the money moving through it. The near-term test is execution. A $1 billion ceiling is meaningful only if the assets actually arrive and find buyers. The number to watch over the coming months is not the headline cap, but how much genuinely settles on Stellar, and whether any of it trades hands after issuance.